Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Rockaholics, if you are just joining us, we are celebrating Seattle Rock Day all day long. And Steve Migs, so far, it has been a magical day.
It's always my favorite day of the year, just enjoying some of the great sounds of the Pacific Northwest.
And right now, we're super excited to have Dave Cruzan joining the show, Pearl Jam's original drummer. Dave, good morning, and thank you so much for celebrating Seattle Rock Day with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Dave, full disclosure, I'm a drummer. You're one of my all-time favorite drummers, so this is an absolute honor getting to have you on the show with us.
Thank you.
So, Dave, let's take it back.
No pressure. Don't let me down.
Wow. So
let's take a step back in time for a minute. You're in your early 20s, and you get the call at the time it was Mookie Blaylock, and they're looking for a drummer. What is going through your mind when you're realizing that you're right in the middle of all of this music that is currently changing in Seattle?
Blown away, really. I was a huge Mother Love Bone fan, and I was at QFC in Capitol Hill, and I picked up the Rolling Stone, and I saw a picture, and Greg Gilmore wasn't in it, and I was like, man, I want to jam with those guys. So I was thinking, and a friend of mine I grew up with, played music with, Tao Getling, gave me a call, and he's like, hey, because I'd seen them play with Mother Love Bone, and he's like, hey, I was talking to Jeff Ament, and he said they're looking for a drummer, and his number's in the phone book, and, you know, give him a call. And I did, and Jeff was like, yeah, bring your drums down, and we'll jam and see how it goes.
Do you remember, was it whatever you were jamming on, was it one of the songs that ended up on 10, or do you remember?
Yeah, the first song was Breath and a Scream, I think. And well, first they gave me a cassette. I think I picked that up first. And then brought my drums down there. So I gave it a listen. Yeah, I think it was Breath and a Scream and Just a Girl we jammed on. I think Alive we jammed on a little bit.
Did you get the feeling at that moment that this is something special? I'm really happy that I'm getting to jam on these songs.
Yes, I did, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was a big fan of those guys, of course. So I was excited to play with them. But as soon as we started playing, I was like, wow. So I'd played with a lot of talented people. Yeah, I was blown away from the get-go.
And we're talking with Dave Cruzan, original drummer for Pearl Jam. In addition to Pearl Jam, played with Candlebox as well. One of my favorite projects that you were a part of was Unified Theory, that debut record. I love the drumming on that. I mean, you've been a part of some just incredible records over the years.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I've been really fortunate to get to play with some really talented people.
And looking back on some of those early days, are there any specific venues or specific shows that just are burned into your brain as being like a moment where you realize like, oh, everything is shifting right now. Like something magical and alive is happening in the city and with this band.
I mean, the first time we played, I kind of felt that. It was kind of like from the first song, we were at the off ramp and they didn't tell anybody and we were just going to go down there. I mean, we were just working on songs and it's like, we're going to go play the off ramp. Oh my God. It was kind of unannounced. We just went down there to play. And I think from the moment it started to the end, it really, like you can tell, like we were getting more into it and it just kind of was like buzzing by the end. Like, wow, that was really cool. And then, yeah, we played some club shows and that were just kind of bananas, just off the hook, crazy fun. And you could feel, I mean, it was like, you know, a packed room, everybody going on. It was so fun.
When you look back on it, we're celebrating the Seattle scene and Seattle music and all that. When you think about the Seattle music scene, what's like the first thing that you think of besides playing in Pearl Jam, but just like being a part of like this? It felt like a very collaborative scene of musicians.
Yeah, it definitely did. I remember going to see bands play at the Central and the Vogue, you know, and I saw Nirvana at the Vogue. They came out and played, this is before Dave was in the band, they came out and played two songs, I think, and Kurt broke a string. And then he was trying to restring his guitar. And I think he just gave up on it. But I was standing right there. That was pretty crazy. And then that was it.
Well, Dave, people can follow you on Instagram. Your handle is at Dave Krusen. Krusen is K-R-U-S-E-N. And as we know, you have a brand new song out right now called Manifest Love. If you don't mind, we'd like to check it out. Pearl Jam's original drummer with new music.
And before we play, can you give us a little backstory? Because this is all you. Vocals, guitar, bass, drums?
Yeah, you know, I've always had a little bit of recording gear, and I thought I've always just kind of messed around with it. Just for fun, I brought a little setup out to my dining room, and I was watching. The TV was just on. I wasn't like watching Daniel Boone, but I looked over and it was on, and that kind of inspired the lyrics. That's so awesome. I just singing into a mic. I don't know. I just having fun, really, seriously. Oh, yeah. Just like do something by myself as a little snapshot. I thought it's just fun.
Let's check it out right now on The Rock.
Awesome.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, if you're just joining us, it's Seattle Rock Day, and we have been chatting with Dave Krusen, the original drummer for Pearl Jam. And during the break, we were chatting with him for a couple minutes, and he mentioned KISW. So, Dave, can you chat with us a little bit more about the KISW connection?
Thank you. This is friggin' amazing.
Yay!
Seriously. KISW, too. Oh, my God. I got, it was like my station. Back in the day, when we were working, I think we were on the second round of demos. And we had done a live, that's from a demo. And Damon was, his show was on, and I'm driving to the studio, and I get to right before I'm going to pull off at Montlake Terrace. And it's like, and Zeppelin's on, some, you know, classic Zeppelin tune. As I take that exit, they start talking about us, and that we're in the studio, and here's a little sample. This is a song called Alive. And I pulled right into it. It was like a McDonald's or whatever. Right before the studio right there. And I just sat there like, oh my God, just to hear like, you know, Zeppelin and then a live play. And I listened all the way through the end, and then they made some comments, and I got, you know, went two driveways down and went in the studio, and it was just like, wow.
Were you like, hey guys, our song was just on the radio?
Yeah, I did. And they're like, oh yeah, they're going to play it. And that was so funny because back then nobody would tell me anything. Which, I mean, I get it, but it's like there was so much going on that if I had known, I'd probably been freaked out. But it's like when we played at the off ramp and singles, they go, hey, we're going to take some photos with Matt Damon after the gig. He's here. I think everybody from the movie was there pretty much. And it was like, oh, my God, that's great. And I hadn't seen my friends from down at Gig Harbor now. And, you know, like I hadn't seen a bunch of my friends in a long time, and they came to the show. So I'm partying it up. You know, who I don't know where, you know, just kind of took off here. And Mike did the same thing. And the next day they're like, yeah, too bad you guys didn't stick around. You're not going to be in the band in the movie now. It's like, why didn't you tell us that?
That's how it works.
When I was that's a kid growing up, I was like, why aren't the rest of the band in it? That's why?
Yeah, that was, and, you know, it was kind of like that the whole time. Like, what? They're like, yeah, you know. They're so casual about it. Yeah, you know. And then they had that picture, which is on, you know, the Citizen Dick. There's a shirt,
yeah,
or whatever. So they're in the band. And then Eddie's like, can I borrow your drums? I'm the drummer in the band in the movie. I'm like, yeah. Whatever.
Hey, we're chatting with Dave Cruz in Pearl Jam's original drummer. Dave, I do want to ask, like, so you're no longer in Pearl Jam. Many years have gone by. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame happened. You get to play with them. That was such a great moment for all of us Pearl Jam fans to get to see you behind the kit again. And then you did some shows with them as well. I would love to go back in time for a second. Just like, what was that experience like for you to get back behind the kit and have those four guys in front of you again?
Really magical. That's all I can say. Like, as soon as we got together, we did a couple of run throughs before the Hall of Fame at their warehouse. And it's like a supercharged feeling. They're so good and it's so easy to play with them. You can literally just kind of hop on board and it's going, you know what I mean? I'm seriously, not to overstate that at all. And then we ran Alive down, and I'd been playing it in Candlebox as well. Kevin's like, let's do Alive. And we were doing a bunch of shows. I mean, we toured a ton. So we played it quite a few times. So I had a little practice with it. Yeah, so we ran that, and it went really well, sounded great. It felt great. And then they're like, let's play State of Love and Trust. And I hadn't played that with them since Rock Candy, the last time I played with them.
Wow.
And we had just, that song kind of really came about in the studio out of a jam. We had gone to see Neil Young like the night before, I think. And so that was kind of inspired from Neil. And so, yeah, we jammed that in their space. And that was like, oh my God. Cause just, you know, being that long since I played that song was the last time with them at Rock Candy. So obviously they've been playing it, but yeah, it was this, wow. What a rush. Pretty amazing.
Well, it's been a pleasure getting to chat and just hear these stories, Dave. One thing I was hoping before we go, looking back at your time being the original drummer of Pearl Jam, you played on 10, all the recordings. What's the one song of all the recordings that you did with them that stands out as being, for whatever reason, have a special meaning to you or special memory? I'd just love to hear that.
I really think Black is something that, yeah, it really gives me goosebumps. You know what I mean? The way that builds and just the feel, like everything is, I don't know. And then the way his vocals stand out, that's one of Stone's songs. And it's just, I don't know, it gives me chills. It freaks me out. It's so good. And it really came about, I think, pretty easy in the studio.
It's funny you mentioned, I recently watched Rick Beato, is one of my favorite YouTube interviewers. And I know he recently, he's done like What Makes This Song Great. And he did one on Pearl Jam's Black and also on, I think it was on Garden and a couple other ones. And always makes it a point to point out just how incredible the drumming is. And I'm like, damn straight, Rick Beato, I'm glad that you're recognizing, because the drums just add so much soul and life to those songs.
Thank you. Yeah, I was pretty blown away. I think somebody tagged me in that or told me about it, and I couldn't believe that. That was like a week of just like, you know, am I still asleep? Like, wake up. That was a cool dream.
This was fantastic. Thank you for doing this with us.
Thank you. I mean, this is huge. Huge for me. Plus, it's just like, I'm a fan of yours too, so this is really cool. Seriously. It's my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
If people want to check you out on Instagram, it's at Dave Cruzen, KRUSEN, or visit DaveCruzen.com and get all caught up on Manifest Love and more.
Oh, thank you.
This is awesome.
You
take care, yes.
Thanks
again, man. Really appreciate it.
See you guys.